We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get the final hour going. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is right here on ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Brown, my man Diesel, back at the palatial ESPN Upstate Studios, the head honcho on the Radio Ranch, making the show sound as good as it does, so he gets all the credit. Diesel, how we feeling heading into hour number three, amigo?
Pretty good.
Outstanding. Are we using our NPR verses now?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rob Brown Show. I am, of course, Rob Brown.
Let's talk about how you can turn bark into food.
Let's. Our next selection coming up on Jazz in the Daytime. An outstanding composition. Composition? And outstanding. That's why I don't do NPR right there, Diesel. If I
start talking quietly for some reason, I forget how to do words.
Although I got to say, this mic does sound good, doesn't it? I have to get one of these.
You already have one.
I may have to get my own one of these. This is not mine. It has been provided to me by the outstanding people of ESPN Upstate. Of course, you can learn more about them by visiting our website at www.espnupstate.com. That's www.espnupstate.com.
And that's how you know NPR's audience is over 90, because you have to tell them the www. Why do advertisers still put www into your commercials?
Yeah, I mean,
We know how to go to a website. The internet's been around for a while. Al Gore invented it in the 90s.
I was going to say, the internet's been around since Al Gore invented it back in 1992.
And of course, we are still learning how to operate the internet. If you'd like to learn more, go to www.wikipedia.com. That's www.wikipedia.com.
It's actually .org, thank you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know that, because I've never had to do anything more than put in Wikipedia into my toolbar, and it just goes there because that's how the internet works. Wikipedia is great, by the way.
Yeah.
And I will not stand against Wikipedia slander. It's phenomenal, and it's actually really well-sourced most of the time. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71-307-71307. If you'd like to shoot us a text, tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio.
Or, of course, by tweeting us at ESPN Upstate. That's at ESPN Upstate on www.twitter.com.
That's annoying. I don't know why I keep doing it. First images of Cameron Newton have made their way out into the Twitter sphere. We have gotten our first look at Cam Newton as a New England Patriot. His official picture has been released by the New England Patriots. And, it's weird. It's weird. So Cam's been gone from the Panthers for 2 months now, ballpark in 2 months at this point. And I wonder if the Panthers fans have accepted it. I wonder how the Panthers feel about it at this point. Do you regret the Panthers going ahead and letting Cam walk? Because I think you're going to. I think you're going to. We've talked about that multiple times. There's something about Cam Newton right now, and I don't think it's all hype. But there's something about Cam Newton that makes him feel dangerous. Something makes him feel dangerous. Now, I'm going to tell you this. My man Lonzo on Offsides with Mark Ryan, and Lonzo was in trouble because Lonzo and Mark have a bet going. And I don't know what the stipulations of the bet are, but I do know that it comes down to Lonzo has bet Mark Ryan that the New England Patriots would have a better season result than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would with Tom Brady. And I actually likely would have taken that bet some length of time ago. I would have bet that the Patriots were going to have a better year. But the Patriots are now up to, I believe, six players that have opted out of the season, and some of them are big names, like big names. Matt Lacoste and his wife Jessica are expecting their first child due in November. He has opted out. Wide receiver Marquise Lee, former Jacksonville Jaguar, who was signed with the Patriots, welcomed his first child back in February, says that it is not worth it for him. So he is out. Running back Brandon Bolden, who saw action in the running and on special teams last year, has opted out. Safety Patrick Chung, key member of the secondary, is expecting his second child. He has opted out. Linebacker Dante Hightower, former Alabama Crimson Tiger and an 8-year veteran and team captain, has opted out. He's recently welcomed a newborn son with his fiance, and Hightower's mother has type 2 diabetes, so she is immunocompromised. He is out. Jamie Collins, Elandon Roberts, Kyle Van Noy, all the linebacker core of the New England Patriots have either opted out or departed as free agents. Offensive tackle Marcus Cannon, a mainstay on the Patriots' offensive line, was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma leading up to the 2011 NFL draft. He is a high-risk player, and he has opted out. Guard Najee Teran. Teran has spent the last season as a member of New England's practice squad, and when Cannon opted out, was expected to be elevated to the regular roster. He has opted out, and fullback Dan Vitale has signed a 1-year deal with the Patriots this offseason, was expected to replace veteran James Devlin, who retired back in April. Now he has opted out. So you were talking about a running laundry list of New England Patriots who are out, and all of a sudden, Cam Newton's return, which I fully expected to be a monumental return, not so much. I think my man Lonzo is in a little bit of trouble, and that's just the list of the New England Patriots. There are plenty more players who have opted out from around the season as well. So far, 45 NFL players have opted out. And what's really interesting now is that the NFL has decided to push forward the deadline that they set in place for players to opt out. They have until Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern time to opt out of the 2020 season, according to Adam Schefter. Again, we mentioned 45 players have opted out so far. The NFL and the NFLPA agreed to a plan a couple of weeks ago that allows players to opt out of the 2020 season if they're uncomfortable with the coronavirus health protocols put in place, and high-risk individuals can opt out and receive a $350,000 stipend, whereas less at-risk players who opt out will receive $150,000. Players also have the ability to opt out later in the season in the event that a family member becomes sick. We mentioned Matt Lacoste opting out for the 2020 season. He is one of many Patriots. The NFL has also seen a handful of other players opt out. Only a few of those names are big names, but we know that the Bears have lost defensive tackle Eddie Goldman and safety Jordan Lucas, a couple of big names. Star Lutulele for the Buffalo Bills is out, as is cornerback E.J. Gaines, another couple of big names there. The Cowboys have had three players opt out. Maurice Kennedy, the cornerback, wide receiver Stephen Guidry, and fullback Jamez Olawale have all opted out. Marquise Goodwin of the Eagles is out as of now as well. Nate Solder, offensive tackle, along with Damari Scott, wide receiver for the Giants, is out. There's a couple of big names. Packers have lost wide receiver Devin Funchess, former Carolina Panther. He has opted out as well. And then there's a few other names out there. None quite as big, but all most of them foundation players for squads. The Players Association is actually very much not thrilled because the NFL has had the deadline to opt out moved up, right? And the players are basically saying, hey, look, man, we haven't really even, so I mean, training camp is going on right now for the NFL teams, but we really haven't even gotten to the meat and potatoes of preparation for the season. And on top of that, the NFL does not have its full game day protocols in place now, but the NFL is demanding that players go ahead and call whether they want to opt out now. And I'm actually on board with the players. I mean, I'm usually on board with the Players Association anytime there's a squabble between them and the owners, but I am most certainly on the side of the Players Association at this point. It makes no sense to me that the NFL would demand that the players pick whether they want to opt out now or later. and move that deadline up. To me, one of the things that the NFL is going to have to juggle, and this is true of college football as well, but one of the things that the NFL is going to have to juggle, as will college football administration, is creating a situation where the players have the right, the ability to opt out for their own health and safety whenever they wish. And yes, you are going to have some players who are going to opt out for other reasons. Look, anytime that you run a business, you're going to have some employees that elect to use their sick days for reasons that aren't, you know, sick days. But you got to give them the flexibility. You've got to give them the ability to opt out as late as they want to opt out for whatever reasons they elect to opt out for. If for no other reason that, as we mentioned, you don't have health and safety protocols down, and if you can't guarantee, which obviously we now know, nobody can guarantee safety employees from getting the coronavirus, even a handful of athletes that have stayed home. Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves said that he had not left his house in weeks before he got the coronavirus, and it hit him very, very hard. If you're not going to give these guys room, if you're not going to give these guys protocols that you can say, look, we're doing this, in order to mitigate as much as possible the spread of the virus amongst the most or the least socially distanced contact sport you can play, then demanding that they opt out before they even get to full pads, practices, and training camp, not a great plan, not a great look. It is yet one more occasion where it appears that the National Football League just is not in lockstep with their players. And I think if there has ever been a year where that is required, this would be the one. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. When we come back here in just a minute, we stay with football. Why is it necessary for football to have the longest training period possible? I'll tell you, it is. And baseball is demonstrating that right now. And the Atlanta Braves have now suffered for this same reason. I'll tell you what that reason is when we come back in a minute. My name is Rob Brown. Diesel is in charge of the broadcast, and you're listening to The Rob Brown Show. You're listening to ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just over 11 minutes left to go in the opening game of today in the NHL's playoff qualifying round. New York up on Florida 3-2 right now. The Islanders also lead the series 1-0, looking to go ahead and grab that 2-game lead in the NHL. If you go down 2-0 in the playoffs, you're done. You're out. You're done. You're gone. It just doesn't happen. You go down 2-0, especially in a 5-game series. Teams that have a 2-0 lead are 55-1. That is a 98.2% winning percentage in best of 5 series, which the league had held most recently from 80 to 86. So it's been a little while since 5-game series have been played in the NHL. But when they have been, if you go down 2-0, you just don't come back from that. The Panthers, Predators, Maple Leafs, and Canucks all play today, and all of them are down by a game and trying to avoid that. As mentioned, we've got the game with the Islanders and the Panthers right now. Islanders up 3-2, just over 10 minutes left to play in the third period. And that one right after that, the Predators will take on the Coyotes at 2:30. 33 saves for Saros, the goaltender for the Predators, in game number one, but it did not matter. The Predators cannot spot the Coyotes a league in this one because a lead in this one, because the Predator, excuse me, when the Predators go down, they don't really come back. And on top of that, the Coyotes, are a team that if you put them in the rearview mirror, don't respond very well. They either build momentum and keep it, or they lose it very quickly and, you know, find themselves mentally not in a great spot. And that's the risk there. Predators actually played really well in that game in the opening round against the Coyotes. But as mentioned, just a couple of bad bounces. And obviously hockey, with as many shots as you just throw to the goal and look for a rebound, sometimes the puck doesn't bounce your way, doesn't slide your way. I am going to go ahead and pick the Predators to get a W in this one against the Coyotes. Coming up at 4 o'clock, the Maple Leafs and the Blue Jackets. The Jackets played a very disciplined game in game number one, as the Islanders are going to go ahead and ice this one. See what I did there? It's hockey. They score their fourth goal. They are now at 4-2 on the Panthers. And unless things go very wrong for New York, they'll ice this series as well, putting the Panthers down 2-0. So, best players for the Maple Leafs were held in check in that last game, and the Blue Jackets absolutely dictated the pace of that game from start to finish. We'll see if the Maple Leafs can come back in the second game. Then coming up this evening at 6:45, the Flames and the Jets go back at it. Mark Scheifele and Patrick Laine are both injured. Do not know if they will be available for the Jets in this match. If one or neither of them are available, the Jets could find themselves in trouble. But that series is all level at one game apiece. Coming up, it's game number three between the Hurricanes and the Rangers. The Canes looking to sweep away the New York Rangers in this one as they lead that series by two. Henrik Lundqvist for the Rangers has given up 7 goals in this series so far. David Quinn non-committal about his starter in that matchup. The Hurricanes have dominated when they're not on a power play. In fact, most of the goals that they have given up so far have indeed been power play goals. As long as the Hurricanes play disciplined hockey in this one, do not give up a bunch of power plays. I expect this one to, A, hit the under. It's a 5.5 over under, and there have not been more than 5 goals scored in this series so far. Expect the Hurricanes to get a quick lead early, play disciplined hockey, not be too adventurous with a puck, keep it to the under. That is my play of the day. Keep it to the under and win this game and go ahead and complete that sweep. And then at 10:45 tonight, our final game is going to be the Canucks and the Wild. The Wild played a very, textbook defensive hockey game in game number one, pushed around the Canucks and did not get rattled in the couple of times that the Canucks got optimistic inside of the attacking third. And I expect that will be the same matchup. So big, big day in hockey today. But the Predators and the Hurricanes, the two teams I'm keeping the closest eye on, both of them looking to the Hurricanes, of course, looking to put away that matchup against the Rangers, and I suspect that they will. The Predators trying to level this thing back out at one game apiece and not go down two, as once you go down two, you're effectively done. You are effectively done. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Once you hockey fans to check in, I've asked this question a number of times. What is the hockey culture here in the upstate? Because I'll tell you the truth, I can't figure it out, man. I cannot figure out what is the hockey fandom here, man. I do see hockey fans out and about. I have seen a number of Southern teams. I've seen some Predator gear. But what's really interesting is I see very little Carolina Hurricanes gear around here. And you guys have a similar background to Destin, where I came from, which is that it's kind of a hodgepodge, right? I've been told a number of times that the population of the upstate is about 50% native and about 50% implant, right? About 50% of the population of this area comes from other parts of the country. And I know that hockey is, for being one of the big four, hockey is probably the least popular. I mean, it's a very geo-specific sport. I grew up on the beach in Florida. My experience of hockey was very limited. We've always had a minor league team down there with the old Pensacola Ice Flyers now. Used to be the Ice Pilots. So hockey's always been around, but it's obviously never really been a sport that you can grow up in. And my theory has always been that people are mostly passionate about the sports that they get the opportunity to participate in. Not a lot of hockey rinks available around the South, but obviously the Swamp Rabbits here in Greenville have done a phenomenal job of opening themselves up to the community. I think there's 2 or 3 rinks in this area where you've got local folks able to go out there and slap on skates and slap a puck around for a little bit. What is the hockey culture of Greenville? And I'm asking that because I do love the NHL. I love talking about hockey. I love playoff hockey as much as I love the playoffs of any sport, football included. I love postseason hockey, and I would love to talk more postseason hockey. I just don't know if it registers. I mean, Diesel, you've been doing this here in this market for a long time. Is postseason hockey one of those things I'm going to talk about on air just to appease myself, or is there a following? I mean, should we come in here tomorrow if the Hurricanes can go ahead and sweep the Rangers tonight? Is there a point in coming in here to talk about it tomorrow? I genuinely don't know.
Well, do you remember what the tagline of Field of Dreams was?
If you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. If you talk about it, they might come. Now, I will say this. I don't know that there is that huge of a hockey following here. I know that there's a hockey following. So I know there was a bunch of, you know, puckheads running around like, oh, I love hockey. What are you talking about? And almost wrecked their cars. I understand that you're there. I understand. But you don't call in. You don't try to, you know, make it a bigger part of the show. And if we talk about it, you don't let us know that that's something you really enjoy. So I challenge the listeners that if you love hockey, even if it's a team that's not your team, you got to make it an absolute point to call into the show, 844-GSP-ESPN, and talk hockey with us. Otherwise, we're not going to talk about it. If you guys don't interact with the content, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, and you know, it's just for the sake of the station and programming for you guys. Y'all are as much in charge of what gets talked about on the show as Diesel and I are, right? You guys are very much kings of content. It is up to you what we talk about. If you call in and say, I want to talk about this, that, or the other, then we will. I mean, Diesel, and all the time I've been here, how many phone calls have I told you I don't want to take?
None. Even people who don't agree with you, even people who are kind of jerks about disagreeing with you. You want those phone calls also.
Yeah. You guys dictate what we talk about on the air. I take every tweet, every text, every phone call sent. I may not read every single one of them on the air, but I do get them, and I do understand of all of them. I take all of them, and what you guys want to talk about goes into consideration. I love hockey. I want to talk about hockey more, but I also understand that at the end of the day, what I want to talk about on the show, I mean, it's important, but it's not the end-all, be-all. What you guys want to talk about on the show, and more importantly, what you want to hear me talk about on the show, is what dictates what we talk about on the show. The stuff that I talk about is stuff that I get feedback on, right? So I want to know if there is a hockey culture here in Greenville that justifies me talking about the NHL. I love postseason hockey, and I would love to talk more postseason hockey. But obviously, if there's not an audience for it, then it's pointless for me. I might as well go shout into the void for a little while if there's not an audience for playoff hockey. So, you hockey fans, hit me up, 844-GSP-ESPN. Tweet me at The Rob Brown Show or at ESPN Upstate, or text me 71307 and let me know how you feel. I mean, should we do more hockey, less hockey? I'm genuinely curious. Here are a few tweets we've gotten at ESPN. When I talk
like this at ESPN, you sound like a golf announcer. Next up on the tee, Diesel is taking a 6-iron here on this par 3. Looks like he's setting up to go against that false front. He's going to run it, try to leave himself pin high.
I think I make a good golf play-by-play guy, Diesel. Mainly because I struggle so much that I would make the terrible shots entertaining, you know? Because I've been there, like a lot. At ESPN, Rob, you mean you bet the over on the Canes based on what you said earlier? If you can let us know who or what you used to bet. I bet online. I use Bet Online. That's my go-to. Look, I'm a small-time player, man. I rarely keep more than like $30 in my account. If I get up over 50, then I pull out 20 and treat myself. I will also tell you that I very rarely bet lines, right? I bet money lines specifically. I bet straight up wins and losses. It treats me well. I mean, typically I'm going to go find out what the line is. I'm going to look at a favorite. And if I like the trend, then I end up betting straight money line. I profit much, much more slowly than if I was to go ahead and bet the favorite. But I straight up bet the money line bet the money line, just bet the straight wins, losses. And that treats me relatively well. Money is much, much slower to come in that way, but I win more consistently than I did when I bet the money line. At ESPN, I'm not watching ice sports in 95-degree weather. You're missing out, man. I got to tell you, Diesel, there is not much better when it's super hot outside than making your way into a hockey arena, sitting ringside in that cool air. It is the best break of all. But I understand that that doesn't always play well at TV. I get it. If Diesel, if you don't grow up around ice and ice hockey, then you don't really ever develop that passion for it. And most of us, when you get up there in age, we don't really have a lot of time to add new passions to the life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to learn a sport, learn the players, learn their opponents, learn their traditions, learn their chants, and then figure out the game. And learn, it's hard to do. It's really daunting.
Yeah.
It's like learn. It's like that TV show on Netflix that somebody says, oh, you got to watch it. It's so good. I can't believe you haven't seen it yet. You should start. It's only 19 seasons long. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to commit to 19 seasons of a TV. I don't care how good it is.
Fair enough. At ESPN, 71307, 36 with ESPN, at ESPN. I can't call in right now, but I am a fan of hockey. I just got into the sport, but would love to hear more frequent talks about hockey. Cool, can do. At ESPN, Rob, do the Gamecocks or Tigers play hockey? Then sorry, bro. That's what the upstate cares about. Not saying I feel that way. Love to talk soccer. Well, he says football anytime. You know, and that's another interesting angle that we get to work out here on the show. Look, we know what the bread and butter is. It's college football, right? And it's specifically Clemson and South Carolina. You throw in some Furman, some Wofford, some College of Charleston, some Citadel here and there. But the bread and butter is Clemson and South Carolina football. And we know that, or athletics, I should say. We know that, which is why we do so much of it. But at the same time, again, 50% natives, 50% are not from this area. I know that there are, I know it's a big NASCAR area, obviously big NFL area, a lot of NBA fans here as well with the Hornets right up the road. You know, I love to spread it out just a little bit and get as much in as I can. I just don't know if that's, I don't know if hockey fits that. I know the NFL plays here. I've already seen that. I know the NBA plays here. I've already seen that. I just don't know if hockey does. I hope it does. Love playoff hockey. At ESPN, Rob, we will take all the hockey talk we can get, and thank you for being better at sports talk radio than the Boston radio guys. Diesel, you ever listen to Big City Sports Talk Radio?
A little. I've listened to some Atlanta sports talk.
It can be tough, man. Atlanta's not bad. Atlanta sports scene's pretty good. But you go up and you listen to Northeastern radio, it's just people who are angry about everything all the time. Like, all the time they're mad about something in sports, and I don't get it. Life's too short to be mad all the time. Quick break. Thanks to everybody who texted in, 71307. We take our break. We come back. One more segment. Then we ended up with Twitter trending topics. Stick around. It's the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. Before we hit Twitter trending topics, I want to remind you one more time that ESPN Radio ship ESPN Radio in partnership with the PGA of America is giving you the chance to win a VIP trip to the 2021 PGA Championship at the world-class Kiawah Island Golf Resort. The 2020 PGA Championship will air on ESPN for the first time in over 30 years, and to celebrate, ESPN Radio is giving one grand prize winner and a guest of their choice a 4-day, 3-night flyaway trip to the PGA Championship next year at the resort, including round-trip airfare and hotel accommodations at the Sanctuary, a Forbes 5-star oceanfront hotel on the island, 2 tickets to the PGA Chalet, and 2 Wanamaker Club tickets for Saturday and Sunday, a meet-and-greet with ESPN personalities on site, dinner for 2 at Jasmine Porch at the Sanctuary, a round-trip transportation to the course on Saturday and Sunday, and 2 free 1-year-long subscriptions to ESPN Plus, including their live coverage of featured holes each and every weekend on ESPN Plus and live sports originals and more. If you want to enter, it's very simple. Go to our website at ESPNUpstate.com, ESPNUpstate.com. Click on the blue button that says PGA Championship Sweepstakes and enter right now. The contest runs until August 11th. So you've got a handful more days to get that done, but you're going to want to get in now. ESPN Radio is celebrating picking up the PGA Championship next year on ESPN+. by giving you a chance to win a flyaway vacation for two to the 2021 PGA Championship in May of next year. It is going to be awesome. Go to ESPNUpstate.com for your chance to win now. And if you win, you have to take me. No, you don't. You can take anybody you want, but I'm just saying I'd go. All right? Just for the record, we're buddies. We're all friends now. I'm saying I'd go with you. That's all. ESPNUpstate.com. Keep in mind, you can also, using our Radio Rewind feature on the site, listen to all of our live local programming. Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo every afternoon from 3 to 7. Of course, the Rob Brown Show from noon to 3 right here on ESPN Upstate, up to 24 hours after it has aired. It's the Radio Rewind feature, and you can listen to it in fast forward. So if you're super busy like Diesel, you don't have time for 3 hours of Rob and Diesel in the afternoon. Don't you worry about it. You can play it up to two times as fast and listen to the entire show in just an hour and a half, up to 24 hours after a broadcast. Go to radio.com/ESPNUpstate/listen. Big old purple play button on the bottom will let you listen to the station live, and the Radio Rewind feature is there for you as well to listen to our show up to 24 hours after it airs. That's ESPNUpstate.com or radio.com/ESPNUpstate/listen. Quick break. We come back. Diesel guides us through the world of Twitter trending topics. We talk about what you're talking about around the upstate. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
And now, the Rob Brown Show presents Twitter Trending Topics.
Here's what's happening in the world. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. Topic number one is Lebanon.
Yeah, still looking at that massive explosion that happened in Beirut, Lebanon, earlier in the day. I mean, a terrifying explosion. I've seen the video of it a few times, and it's gnarly, man. It does not look like a regular ordnance. It looks like a much larger bomb. I have seen reports going around that, let me rephrase that. I have seen speculation going around that it must have been some sort of nuclear explosion. I don't know that that is or is not the case. Keeping an eye on that to see when new news breaks from that story. Deaths and injuries reported after that massive blast. Do not have any information. Do not have anything more than speculation at this time. The only thing that Lebanon officials have said so far is that it took place in a port where there were a number of high explosive chemicals and other materials that were stored. So we don't know if this was an accidental explosion or something that was set off intentionally. But just a scary story, man. Really is a scary explosion and hoping that, hoping that it wasn't intentional. This isn't the start of something much worse.
Topic number two is The Boys.
Have you seen The Boys yet?
Yes, Diesel? I like it.
Is it as good as people are telling me it is?
It's really good. It's a very dark superhero. Like it's dark. It's sarcastic. It feels a little more real world. It's, you know, do you ever get the feeling like when you're watching a Superman movie, like he's just too like white bread? It's like that. But if like a selfish, vindictive person with real emotional issues had the power of Superman.
Yeah, it's I've been intrigued by it, right? Because some of, and these don't make it into the movies, but some of the best comic books are the ones where you end up with superheroes who have kind of existential crises. This one is more like what would happen if real people got superpowers, right? It's not all as squeaky clean as, you know, the Marvel comics and all that. So I got to tell you, I'm putting together my list, and I am very much thinking that The Boys is jumping quickly up towards the top of it. It's on Amazon, and it is not a clean, family-friendly show either. I mean, it's a gritty, gritty show. So I think, Diesel, you've just talked me into making The Boys the next thing I watch.
Well, and I'm not going to give anything away here, but they capture a superhero basically whose skin is impervious to outside penetration. Like you can't stab him, you can't shoot him, you can't burn him with a flamethrower or anything like that. So they have to get really creative with how they're going to dispense of this superhero. And that's all I'm going to tell you, but it's fantastic.
I'm in.
It's good. It's good. All right, next up trending is Texas Roadhouse.
This is a true story, Diesel, and I've told a few people in the area this, and they're absolutely taken aback by this. I have never been to a Texas Roadhouse. Not once. I have and it's not like, I have something against it or whatever. I've just never been to a Texas Roadhouse. Ordinarily, because when I want to go out for a steak, right, I cook my own steak because I grill a mean steak. Anytime that I want a steak and I want somebody else to cook it for me, I go to a local steakhouse, right? Like, I've always gone to a local steakhouse, and there's a couple here in the area that I cannot wait to get to go to. But I've never gone to a chain steak restaurant. I'm not saying that they're not good, and everybody I've talked to is like, bro, you're going to love Texas Roadhouse. Diesel, I've just never been to one.
Okay. I mean, that's okay.
Have you? I mean,
I've been to a Texas Roadhouse. It's good.
Is it? I mean, am I missing out?
No.
Like, not having been to one yet?
No, I mean, yeah, of course you're missing out. It's good. I mean, is it the best steak you're ever going to have? No, of course not. But that's subjective. Everybody's best steak is somewhere different. Like, you know, there are those people who say if you cook it over a medium, you might as well just throw it in the trash.
And I am one of those people, for the record. Anything past medium rare is burnt.
Yeah, I go a little bit more towards the medium, but that's okay. All right, next up.
As long as you're not one of those heathens that goes well done.
No. No, that's terrible. Nolan Ryan is trending.
No idea why. All I'm going to say is that Nolan Ryan, of course, had the best hill defense against a charging batter when Robin Ventura ran after him.
That's why he's trending today.
Oh, is today the
27? Yeah, 27-year anniversary of that.
Perfect. Robin Ventura took one off the back of the elbow, charged Nolan Ryan, got there. Ryan just locks him into a headlock and starts wailing right on Ventura's face. The best mound charge defense of all time. We've seen some good ones, but Nolan Ryan throwing Ventura immediately into that headlock and just pounding him in the nose. I mean, dude was a G, man. Nolan Ryan was a G.
All right, next topic is, let's see, what do we want to go with? Tiffany Haddish? You want to go with Tiffany Haddish?
I love Tiffany Haddish. No idea why she's trending, but I'm going to say this. If you haven't seen it yet, last year, Dave Chappelle received an award from the Kennedy Center, right? It's one of the highest award, Lifetime Achievement Award. It is one of the highest awards you can receive as an artist. Tiffany Haddish came out and did like a 5-minute set talking about Dave Chappelle, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It is hilarious. Tiffany Haddish is hysterical, and if you have not had the opportunity to see some of her stuff and seen her perform, go do it. Go do it, because it's incredible.
She's trending because she and Common are now officially dating.
Well, that's a power couple. That's a power couple. Be interested to see what they come up with. All right, that's going to do it for the show. My man Mark Ryan and Lonzo up next for Offsides. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Appreciate the hard work from Diesel. As always, y'all have a great rest of your day. Go watch some hockey. It's daytime. That's what hockey's for. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Have a great rest of your day. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.